everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Rad Reality Show. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Paul from Minnesota for a little while. And we also have your host for the evening, star of the show, Mr. Louis Stravato. How are you tonight, Louis?
I'm well, Cherry. How are you, honey?
I'm good. Glad to have you back with us tonight.
Thank
and we
you.
Also have
Thank
Paul
you.
Up on
I'm
the phone, right?
I'm glad to be back. I'm sorry about last week.
Well, we all
personal
understand.
Matter, but you know, everything's going well, and just keep saying prayers. what's going on, Paul?
It's halftime. The Vikes and the Bears on Sunday Night Football, and Ron would be so glad and rub it in my face that the Bears were up 26-3 at halftime. So.
Oh, I think Ron would have canceled tonight's show.
I told Cherry that.
Ron would have canceled tonight's show, or he would have said, Louie, can we do it at 11 o'clock instead or something?
Yeah.
There was no way he would have been able to concentrate on this show this evening.
No, so. Exactly. And it just so happened that halftime starts right as the show went on, because I had already told Cherry I was not going to make it tonight, and she understood, but... I'm glad to be on here for just a little bit with you, and miss you. It's been too long.
Yeah, I know, and I'm sorry about last week, again. for lack of a better word, shit happens. And,
have a big, wonderful reality family, and when I got your message that you weren't going to be able to make it, I was able to call Cowboy, and he called Mary and David from The Amazing Race, and the three of them joined us, and the show went on, and we were able to continue on with the show. We had a couple of Amazing Race people on, along with Cowboy from Big Brother, and so we went ahead and did the show. We missed you. We talked about you and said prayers for you. And people missed you, but thankfully with our big family that we have, that Ron built, we were able to grab some people last minute and keep the show going. And I was very thankful for them, you know, joining us, and we all missed you very dearly, but I was glad to be able to grab some people and keep the show going. So,
thank you so much for the kind words. I really appreciate it. But I put a call into several reality friends of mine, and yours as well, and several of them said they may call in tonight. So let's cross our fingers and see who pops up. There may be some Big Brother friends. There's going to probably be you know, a couple other, you know, outside shows. Like, I think I reached out to Elvis. I don't know, you know, maybe he'd call in.
Right. We have somebody on the phone line
Vicky
right now.
From last couple of seasons ago, from season, let me see, 18, she was her and Nick, they were
right,
tattooed.
Right.
Yep, Vicky said she's going to call in, and then I have, you know, I have several people that said they're going to call in, and Jen DiTerno, and so it could turn out to be a fun
show tonight,
So
we have somebody on the phone line from the Las Vegas area. Let's see who this is.
Vicky, that may be Vicky.
Area code 702, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, Louie, it's Vicky and Nick.
What's up, Louie?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good,
hey,
Vicky,
you?
Hi, Nick.
How are you?
We're doing
good. How are you guys?
Vicky and Nick, there's Cherry Garcia, the female voice you hear, and Paul from Minnesota, the other voice. So I've been doing this for a couple of years now, this podcast show. Ron Rad, who created it, passed away this past summer, and we're carrying on the tradition and trying to keep it going. On Sunday nights, we talk about The Amazing Race mainly, you know, and so I'm really happy you guys called in. Thank you. I met Vic and Nick out in Vegas this year at the Vegas Bash, and what a great couple they are, and I'm proud to call them my reality friends. So.
Thank you, Louie. It was awesome meeting you. Really
well,
wonderful.
You guys
happen
to make it out to the this past event, the reality, what is it called?
Reality Rescue.
Was it the Vegas?
Virginia.
Right?
No, the one in Virginia was just this past weekend.
Okay. How was that?
Yeah, there was a big reality rescue type thing going on, and a lot of you know, people like ourselves go out to it just like they did to the Vegas Bash. But I'm pretty excited. I mean, what do you think about this season so far, guys? Have you been watching it?
I'm loving it. I'm all about, of course we were about the Vegas team because they were from Vegas. But
yeah.
I really, really dig the snowboarders. I'm sure, I think Nick does too, don't you, babe?
we have a lot of stuff in common. We both enjoy snowboarding and whatnot, so we're kind of rooting for the teams that we have similar interests with, and so far we feel like the snowboard team is a strong team. They get along, they communicate well, and like we said earlier, we just have similar interests.
They're really
kicking
butt,
too. They are
coming in first three weeks in a row is pretty amazing on a show like that.
Let's back up for a second. Kehlani and Lisa... we met Kehlani during the Vegas Bash, so it's kind of sad to see them go. I mean, because we kind of made friends with her out there, you know. Did you guys get to meet her at all?
Yeah, actually.
I actually worked with her prior to her leaving for the race over at Marquee. So I've known Kehlani for about a year now. It was kind of bittersweet for me. I was excited to see somebody else from Vegas, but I was also glad to see him leave before we did.
I got you. Cherry and Paul, we have me and Mike have something in common with Vic and Nick. Yeah, we came in fourth. We're that team four that everybody hates to see go.
Really?
But
yeah, that's a bad place to leave because, you know, you make it that far and,
first
you know,
place
it's,
to leave because the next leg of the race is for the finish line.
Right. You can see it, you can taste it, and you make it that close. It's just, that's like the worst place to leave. You know, you've made it so close. And I always feel bad for the teams that leave in that place because you've just made it, you know, within inches of making it into the final, and that's got to be heartbreaking.
Well, I don't know about Vic and Nikki, but, Nick, but there was a lot of questions, like would have, could have, should have type questions as far as I'm concerned with me and Mike. You know, like that morning we bump into, you know, the brothers, and we're like excited because we were 2 hours behind because of the, you know, coming up, you know, last in the non-elimination, but we were 2 hours behind, and all of a sudden we're seeing another team, and we're like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. But to stay with them, I didn't want to stay with them. Mike did, you know, and, you know, because he said, no, we're keeping them close to us, keep them close to us. And I think it was, you know, and that along with the bad taxi ride in China killed us. So,
but what, yeah,
I mean, I don't know about you guys.
More people out of that show.
It's just China is fourth place bad luck, I guess, because that was our bad luck leg as well, was China. It killed us. My temper got the best of me, and China just wasn't a great leg for us anyway.
Hey,
we have another
one
of your guest callers on the line, Louis.
What's that?
We have another one of your callers I'm going to bring up on the phone line.
Okay.
Sheila Kennedy, you are on the Rad Reality Show. Thank you for calling in, dear.
Hi. Good to be here.
Hello, Sheila. How are you, honey? Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Hi, Louie. I'm in Vegas thinking about you.
Nice. Well, we got Nick and Vicky from Vegas are there on right now on the radio with us as well. So.
Hey, how are you? Hi. Yeah, it's great. The weather's amazing here, is it not?
Yeah, it's amazing.
And
90 degrees right now.
And I'm actually winning like Charlie Sheen over here, okay? Anyway.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Hey, you were on Big Brother. Which one were you on?
What? Season 9 of Big Brother.
Season 9, okay.
Season 9 of Big Brother, and my soulmate is in prison right now.
Okay. I didn't do it. I didn't put him there. Anyways.
No, but aren't you from Boston or Jersey or somewhere?
Something like that. I'm from
Rhode Island.
Okay.
Hey,
anyway,
Nick,
Adam.
So, to back up, I got a question for Nick. And, Nick, you say you lost your temper near the end. What kind of repercussion, like, from fans and stuff like that did you get from that? I mean, I'm always curious about stuff like that. You know, because if you look back and if you watch the show like I have, the cheerleaders, the Miami Dolphin cheerleaders, the one that became a Playboy model and everything else, she caught a lot of slack for being like rude to people and taxi cabs and this and that. And if you watched her when she came back on the special, she was a totally different person. You know, did you catch slack? Did you get any repercussion from it? I'm just curious.
I got a lot of people on the internet attacking me on my day-to-day life, not so much here and there, but just like her. I mean, if or when we do get the chance to get back on that race, I would definitely do it differently. The way I acted, it just wasn't it wasn't fair to Vicky or us two as a team, and it didn't help us by any means in real life or on that race. So I've learned a lot. I wasn't happy with the way I acted on the race, watching it, looking back on it, and neither was Vicky. So, you know, I kind of learned a lot about myself, grew, and just pressed forward. Didn't really dwell too much on it, just figured it out.
Hey, you know what? For lack of a better word, that was an amazing reply. I mean, because, I mean, when I met you guys out there, you guys were absolutely awesome. I mean, I loved hanging out with you guys. You guys are cool people. I would definitely, when I come back out, I hope I can hang out with you guys again. So, I mean.
Absolutely. Anytime you're in Vegas, we'll come down to Rhode Island.
All right. Hey, come to Rhode Island, man. We got the best Italian restaurants in the United States.
That's what we want.
Yeah, we're ready.
So, Sheila, what are you up to? Sheila, Vic and Nick are running the half marathon with us as well, you know.
Awesome. So, yeah, so This is the Rock and Roll Marathon. I'm not actually doing this for charity. This is the first marathon that I'm doing that I have it done for charity in the last 2 years. But actually, my friend is infected with that disease. That it's Crohn's, I think. There's a charity that they're raising money for. So maybe I'll look into that and see what we can do about that. But I'm definitely going back. December probably 2nd, and I'm training right now in Los Angeles for it. So,
yeah, I would love to be part of that. I'm all about charities, so whatever you want to do.
You're running it though, right? You're going to be in the half marathon.
Yeah, I'll be running it. I'm not the fastest runner in the world, but I completed the one here in Providence, Rhode Island, back in August. It was my first half marathon, and I was really excited about it. When we had it out here, it was on August 7th, and it downpoured like you read about, and it was bad. And there was points during the run that the rain felt like it was needles going through your skin. But,
wow.
That was crazy.
I've been
but
lucky
I'm looking forward
with the
to
last
the Vegas.
Two.
That's like a flat run. I'm like psyched about that. I'm like, so.
Vegas one's awesome.
Is it What's true that it's going to be at night? Is this true?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what
starts at 4 p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts at 4 p.m.
There's going to be great band, great entertainment. I think it's good that they're doing it at night because, you know, we're Sin City, 24-hour town, and it kind of, I don't know, I think it represents Vegas a lot better at night than versus morning because people are usually out from the night before in the morning, and there's no early risers in Vegas. So I think there's going to have, like, a lot more people enter it, and there's going to be a lot more people, like, tuned in. So I think it's going to be great.
Is this your first year doing it?
Yes.
Yes, this is our first year of doing the Rock and Roll one. But we've done a bunch of, like, charity runs and triathlons and stuff in Vegas, but this is the very first Rock and Roll one. So we're
Sheila, let me tell you, Nick and Vicky are in like tremendous shape. I mean,
really?
I know I'm in good shape for an old man.
Ew.
They're young and they're in really good shape. So they'll
well,
be way past me, and they'll be standing at the finish line waiting for me an hour later. But I'll be there.
We'll have lots of
beautiful we'll put you in the cart.
We'll run it together, Lou. I promise.
Oh man, you'll be sleeping by the time we get to the end of the thing, man.
Have any of you ever heard of the Tough Mudders event?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Michelle
actually
does that Tough Mudders event with many of the people from Biggest Loser. She's having Patrick House, the winner of season 10 of Biggest Loser, on her show tomorrow on our show. And I think many of the people from Biggest Loser are going to be joining us tomorrow on Michelle Costa's Manic Monday. And we're going to be talking about health and how to keep yourself healthier and all the health issues of losing weight and keeping yourself healthy and doing athletic things like running and triathlons and things like this. And she's talking about the Mudder event that she's doing with them tomorrow. So all of these things are sort of coinciding. And it's, she talks about how she feels so exhausted and beat up after she does one. And within a week, she's looking up when the next one's coming up. You know, she just gets addicted to them. And
very addicting. Running is extremely addicting.
Yeah.
They are. They're really addicting.
The mud runs are extremely fun. The first one Vicky and I did was the one just recently in Irvine. And
it was awesome.
It was a blast.
We got finished with it. We're like, okay, we can do it again right then and there. It was so much fun. It was dirty, and it was a blast.
It reminds me of some of the challenges that you see on these shows, some of the things that you go through on that.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, the one I did in Honolulu is for HIV and AIDS. We raised a lot of money, and it was in December, and the weather was amazing. But I told myself, I just turned 49. I said, I want to do a triathlon by the time I get turn 50. Full marathon, because it really does, as you get older, it beats up your body. You know this, right? It's like you hear about it. What's up?
Yeah, it's really, really tough on your body, but it's so rewarding. Once you finish that
that, like, finish line, it's like a feeling that you can't describe. It's like you've conquered the world. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just, it's an amazing, amazing feeling. And it's worth every beat up of your body.
It is. It is.
I ran the half marathon in my city where I work in Providence, Rhode Island. So there was police officers, like, every mile, you know, blocking streets. And every one of them, as I was going by, was, like, cheering me on. And, you know, it was a good feeling. When I, my last 2 miles, I literally had a police escort. Two of the motorcycle guys rode on each side of me as I was running. It was like I was the president running. It was the coolest. I mean, I had a chill. I was so proud to be a Providence police officer, and I was completing this run, and it was a great feeling. I mean, if you watched me on The Amazing Race, I was sucking wind. I was awful. I was, you know, but I just got done doing a powerlifting meet, so I was a big guy. Like, I was holding a lot of weight, and I don't want to be that. I like being strong, but I don't want to be that heavy-looking guy anymore. You know, I want to be slim and in better shape. Like Sheila. Actually, Sheila's a little older than me, but not by much, because in November, I'm going to be 49, Sheila. So,
are you really?
So you will always be older than me, but you are way hotter looking than me.
Well, Louis, you look great. I mean, you look great.
Both
look
great.
I saw you last year. You great. Have lost a lot of weight. You look amazing, and really, really happy that you're now getting into this running thing, because it is addicting, and you are going to continually do it throughout the years. It's like,
oh yeah,
I'll do half now. I will do half. I have a fear of water. If I could do the ocean, I'd be doing triathlons every day. So if I can just conquer that, I might have to do a biathlon. So we'll see.
But yeah, you'll love it.
Vicky?
Yeah. No, yeah, you'll definitely love the – like, once you – the swimming part, I've got to say, is the hardest part, especially like, I do have asthma, and it was the most challenging, most nerve-wracking. You know, you can't have your inhaler or anything, and it's all mind over matter. If I could get through it, you could get through it.
Well, thank you. So I guess we'll see all you guys, right, in December?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Can't wait.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a good time.
You can't miss us. We kind of stick out.
Just look for the tattoos.
That's such a good cause, too. The Crohn's disease can hit anyone at any time, and it's such a horrible disease. I've known people with it, and they suffer so much, you know, with their stomach, and it, you know, there's a lot of research yet to be done, and any of these charities can certainly use research. So it's good to see people going out and, you know, doing things like this for any of the charities, and certainly ones where health is concerned. You know, it's a great cause. So I wish I could be there with you.
Any charity, we're all for charity.
Yeah.
You know, it just betters you as a person, and we both love to help, you know, help out when we can, so... We'd love to be a part of it.
I'll tell you what, I mean, and I'm sure you guys feel the same way, you too, Sheila. I mean, we're blessed to have been part of a nationally televised show that's won several Emmy Awards. And, and to go out and represent The Amazing Race and or Big Brother like you, Sheila, I mean, I'm proud. I'm proud to say I did what
too.
I did. And when people come up to me and ask me to do a charity event, and like I just did something for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and me and this little girl, at the age of 3 years old, she had a heart transplant. A heart transplant, right?
Wow.
She's 5 years old now. What a doll. You can see the pictures on my Facebook, but me and her scooped ice cream at Cold Stone. And people came in, and we, you know, it was the coolest thing, you know? I mean, it makes everything all worthwhile. It makes life worth living, you know? It's just,
it really
it's
does.
Amazing.
No, yeah, so it's so rewarding to help others out and all about it.
Well, I need to find out, how can I raise some money for the Crohn's disease? I had no idea until the last minute that that's what they were doing for the half marathon. So I need to get to a website or something, and because I have a friend who has it, and he's suffered from it since he was like 16, and now he's 25. So, I mean, it is something really serious, and I just found out about it just recently that that's what people are raising money for. Is there a website, Louie, or is there something set up?
The woman I'm dealing with out of Los Angeles that
okay.
I put regards to the half marathon, let me put a phone call into her and
okay.
let me see what she says.
Okay.
You know, it's something already established, because I know the one in Rhode Island had several charities involved in it, you know?
Right.
It wasn't just one charity. So let me look into it and I'll get back to you about it.
Okay.
I'm also friends with, I'm sorry to cut you off, I'm also very good friends with a gentleman of the name of Scott Silber, and he is a pharmaceutical supplier, the largest in the United States, based out of L.A. and Vegas. I forget his charity, but he owns his charity for kids with cancer. I could also contact him and get back to you. Maybe we could all get together and try to set something up, sponsors, anything of the sort.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, that sounds great.
You know what I mean? I do know a lot of people that do a lot of charity work and also have their own charities. So let me get a hold of them, and I would love to get back with you guys about all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Nick, you have my number.
Yes.
And Sheila has my number. I mean, we'll definitely put it all together. So, I mean.
Okay.
Charities. You did the Rescue Foundation thing this weekend. Did you not, Louie?
No, I did not do the Rescue Foundation due to the family matter I had. So,
okay.
I had a problem with, you know, my son, and everything's good now, thank God. But I needed to be home. And
okay.
My family's first. And that's the way I am.
Absolutely.
In you, Louie.
That, brother?
It's that Italian in you.
Exactly, brother. Exactly.
Italian blood.
We understand that.
You know what it's about, Nick. So, I mean, you know,
You don't know this, but on my season, that's all I did was cry about my son, because I had to leave him for 3 months. And he was 16. So everyone kept saying, why are you crying about your son? And I said, because he's probably already opt out of high school. He's having parties at my house every night. And I'm worried about him.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. So,
well, when you're a single mom and you've raised your son, you know, by yourself for your, you know, for his whole life, it's hard to, you know, be away from him. You know,
yeah, now, mom, go back on. Do All Stars, please. So, but, Louie, I'm all about the family.
You're not human if you're not about your family. I don't give a shit. It's like, you know, I love my children more than anything in this world. And, you know, and, I mean, yeah, I would have loved to. I mean, you don't know how many phone calls and text messages and Facebook messages of people who are out at this reality thing, the Animal Reality Rescue in Virginia, that are friends of mine. And they're like, oh, man, we miss you, we miss you. And I miss you guys, too, you know, but family first. This is second. I mean, are you guys going to be part of the Temecula Valley one, the breast cancer one in April?
Absolutely. Yeah. I did it last year, yeah.
I missed that last year because my dad was ill. So, I plan on being out there this year, so that's going to be great. We'll see you then, too, you know. So we're going to be seeing each other a lot, which is great. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Now,
yeah.
You guys said this one is in December as well in Las Vegas?
Right.
Is
the race, which day is the race, the second or the third?
I thought it was the fourth. I could be wrong, though.
It's,
oh, you're probably right. I'm.
That's
is it
the
a
same
Sunday?
Weekend as Toys for Tots. So.
I think it's a
yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah, the exact weekend Toys for Tots in New Hampshire. The gentleman who's running that had called me about that. So, but, you know, I mean, that's a great event as well. But one thing at a time.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is the Vegas half marathon, Rock and Roll Marathon, on the 2nd?
No. I said the 2nd. It's probably the 4th. It's in that area. I can look it up right now.
Sunday is on the 4th.
It's a pretty sure. Okay. Okay, good to know, because we need to do the carb dinner before. So, I'm going to come in from L.A. I need a carb dinner. Right, Louie? Some pasta.
All I know is when I hit mile 10 in the Providence one, I felt like I hit a wall. I could barely walk afterwards. I thought I wasn't going to – once I got in my car, I didn't think I was going to be able to get out of it. I rested. I took a nice hot shower. I rested, and boom, I was like brand new in an hour. So, but I can't wait to do it again, though. I really can't wait to do it again.
Well, you've got to do the thing in Temecula because it's an amazing event, and it's for Michelle's Place. It was a young girl who was diagnosed when she was like 20 years old, and they kept telling her that she didn't have cancer, but she had breast cancer. So they kept going back and forth to the doctor. Finally, she found out it was like she was in stage 4 or something. And she ended up dying, I think, when she was like 27. And what Jillian does, you know, from Survivor, this woman is amazing, as Vicky can tell you. Vicky, and is it Nick?
Vicky and Nick. And she is the most amazing woman ever. She puts together these events, and she truly cares everybody. And she makes it a great, fun atmosphere at the same time, a great fundraiser.
Yeah, it was really, really, really good. And the way she, just the whole town came out and, you know, volunteered and gave whatever they could give. And I can't wait to do it again. I just cannot wait to do it again.
Oh, me too.
So that's like April, is it like mid-April or something?
Yeah,
like
mid-April. About the second week in April.
So, Louie, you got to do that one.
I'm definitely doing it. I'm going to be there for that one.
We have another caller I'm going to bring on to the conversation here. Ben, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
What's poppin', folks?
How are you? How was Reality Rescue this weekend?
Amazing, to quote Louie.
Who's this, Sherry? Who are we talking to?
This is Ben, Boom Boom Room, Ben.
Oh, Ben, my brother. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. We're just coming through New Haven.
Sweet.
He's coming home from the Reality Rescue in Virginia.
Nice. You guys had a good time out there?
It was unbelievable.
Hey, Ben?
Yep.
Just one quick question. Anybody that's listening, I told Sherry that I wasn't going to come on the show tonight because I needed to watch my Vikings and Bears on prime time. But I'm kind of listening because I came on at halftime. But I have a question for you before I zone out again, Ben. Did you bring the Rad Reality Show banner that I saw a picture of, or who put that up?
That's me. Yeah, the chair.
Way to go, Ben.
Right. I told you it was Ben.
So you did get to see it. Cool.
Yes, he
cool,
did.
Cool. Yep, I brought a whole set with me, but then Kevin and Chelsea were doing such a good job with Superbass, I never really did any of the interviews. I was thinking of doing interviews, and they were interviewing so many, I was just like, I'm going to let them, but then I'll copy all their stuff later. But we got the word out. People saw the banner. People took pictures of it, so they had the web address, and should have some new listeners pretty soon. And I got a whole bunch of racers and survivors and Big Brother people and pirates and expedition people that are all going to come on the show.
Cherry, this is a really perfect time. Cherry, this is perfect timing for you to bring up Jess, because it was Ben's doing that got her the little message.
Okay. I guess we can do that real quick. We've got other guests on here.
We'll do that real quick. Okay.
Hi, Jess.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
I understand Ben had Cassie call you, and you were asleep.
I had to work this morning, and then I looked at my phone when I woke up, and it was midnight when he called, and I said, oh, shit, my life sucks. I missed the call. I texted Ben. He called me. He said she left me a voicemail. I checked my voicemail, and I got it.
Okay. And Paul put it on our switchboard so we can hear the voicemail that Cassie left to Jeff. So I want to play that very quickly. It's 20 seconds, and we'll be right back.
Awesome. Hey, Jeff. It's Cassie Colvin from Big Brother. Just wanted to call and tell you hi, sweetheart. And we talked a lot on Twitter, and I wanted to give you a call and say hello and see how you were doing. So we're getting to LA. You're probably a sweet man. I'll put in white Jeff. Just
wanted
to say hello. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Aww.
Yay. Now you got a permanent clip on the MP3.
Yes. And Cassie, Jordan, and Kristen are my girls. I love them to death, and I support them with whatever they do. So that's a huge thing for me for her to leave me a voicemail. So. Yeah.
That reminds me the first time that Dan went up to Rainbow, Big John. He had Jeff Schroeder call me, and I missed the call. I was at a hockey game and didn't hear my phone, and he left me a voicemail, much like Cassie left you one. So I had a voicemail from Jeff Schroeder and was so mad at myself because I had missed the call.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt again, but I just got out of the screening room. That's not only Jen DeTurner on the line. She's got Michelle Costa. She's got Danny. She's got Dominic. She's got Ace. She's got about
wow.
April Mueller.
Oh, my God.
Grab them. Thank you, Paul.
Let me call you back.
Jen DeTurner, thank you for calling. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Yo, Jen, what's up, baby?
What's up, guys? Hi, Louis Travato.
What's up, Jen DeTurner? What's going on, baby? I miss you, honey.
Who do you want to talk to first? Ace, don't you leave. Hold on. Here's Ace.
Who's on the phone now?
Good evening, guys.
Who's there, baby?
It's Ace from Survivor.
Oh, what's going on, Ace? How you doing, man?
Everything's going good, you know? It's been a fantastic weekend. Nice to see everyone. I'm just exhausted now and ready to get on my plane in a couple hours.
Nice. And you know, I had an unfortunate incident, so I couldn't make it out there, but I'm glad you guys are calling in and saying hi to the show. Please feel free
to
call in anytime. So.
Hey, Ace, this is Paul from Minnesota. Just before you came on, we were talking about the Temecula event that Jillian puts on. I know she was your season. Do you attend that as well?
I didn't last year. I couldn't make it, but I am going to go to the Temecula event this year because I really want to support Jillian's charity because she really is a great thing. And I heard it's a blast.
I'm sure a lot of people will be glad to see you there, Ace.
Yeah. But.
Did you resist getting a puppy?
Ace can't hear y'all. Ace can't hear everybody. This is Jen. Y'all better give me props and follow me on Twitter. I'm about to get you a ton of people here.
Nice.
Jen DeTurno. Jen, I'll call you on Twitter. Yeah, getting it. What are you going to do next?
All I know is if they're hanging out with Michelle, they're all drunk right now. That's all I know.
Michelle and I are sitting right next to each other. We good. Jen, still in the room. It's Sheila from season 9, your season. Hello. Hey, Sheila Kennedy. What's good? I don't know. What's good?
Hey, Jen.
Well, we also got Nick and Vicky from The Amazing Race season 18 on with us as well.
Louis
Travato,
I need you in my life.
I love you, honey.
You're I know, baby, I miss you so much.
Hey, Jen.
Put the alcohol down.
It's down, baby girl. It's down. Who do you want to talk to next?
Hey, Jen, before you go, did you get Ace signed up on Twitter yet?
Ace?
Did I what?
Does he not have a Twitter?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Is that a reality show?
I don't know.
No, it's... Remember
all right, hold on. I'll talk to y'all last, but you better get everybody else before they go. Do you want to talk to the puppy guy?
Sure.
Okay.
The who guy?
Where is he? Hold on. Is he leaving? Hold on. Run.
Wait, where?
Hold on, guys. Oh, here he is. He's got amazing blue eyes. They're like ice blue.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, this is Scott Bennett with Southern Comfort.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing well, man. We're doing well. We're just living life, living the American dream, and you're hanging with some good people over there. So.
Yes, I am. These guys are my heroes.
It looks like you had a successful event. Hopefully it will help you out a lot.
Oh, I think it will. I think it's going to go further beyond than just this weekend. Words out there to help, you know, just to look at the small independent rescues that so badly need the help across America. It's not just us. It's so many out there that need help. And that's the message I want to convey to everybody, is to look at those small shelters. Look at the no-kill shelters. Support the no-kill philosophy. And,
absolutely.
And let's get it to where our animals are taken care of. It's our responsibility.
Amen. I always will support a no-kill shelter before I will support any other shelter.
Thank you.
And I saw your clip on Jane Velez Mitchell, and you did such a wonderful job on her show.
Well, thank you. We're still fighting for Alice. We don't know where she's at, but change the situation in that county. It's in so many areas, so many places in our area. The attitude toward animals is so backwards. And it needs to change, and it's gonna have to start with getting people out of office that make those type decisions, and for people to stand up and to say no more of this type of abuse to our animals, and let's put down the dog fighting, let's put down the animal abuse, let's start taking a proactive approach towards our animals.
Thank you so much for speaking for those who can't speak for themselves.
Thank you guys for helping us out. You guys don't know how much this means to all of us out here. I think this is the start of a movement to help bring change to these animals that need it.
Well, it's a great cause, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. And you guys, too. Thank you so much for helping us out this weekend. I'm so grateful. You guys just don't know how much I cannot express my gratitude for what you guys have done for us this weekend.
We can hear it in your voice. Thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you. All right. Let me see who I can find for you next. Oh, they've locked me out of the building. But I will... I will try to get somebody to come get me in so I can get y'all to somebody else.
Okay.
If I can, I want to give a word of gratitude to my support group. They know who they are. We call ourselves the Alice Army, which Alice stands for Advocates Legally Involved in Cruelty Enforcement. And without my support group, I could not do what I do. And you know, I'd name them all, but I'm sure I could get somebody's name. But the Alice Army is out there, and what does Alice stand for? Alice stands for Advocates Legally Involved in Cruelty Enforcement, and we are bound and determined to bring a change to areas that need it, and to get people to start making these changes, and get politicians to start enforcing the animal cruelty laws instead of ignoring them, and to do something for more than just Alice. You know, we're still fighting for Alice, and we want to bring that change. We want to get Alice out of her situation, but we know there's thousands of more animals that are being mistreated just like she is, and we've got to bring these changes for these animals.
Hey, brother, you know what? Keep up the good work, man.
Well, thank you very much.
Need more people like you in this world. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Okay. Cool.
I'm still trying to get back in this building.
They've locked you out, huh?
They've got me locked out, so apparently this place is closed.
Where are you at exactly?
We are at a, let's see if I can look at it here. We're at Texas Roadhouse place in Virginia, in here in Glen Allen, Virginia. They've been treating us right here. This entire town has done wonderful. Everybody has a warm reception to us, and everybody I've met this weekend has been so open to helping animals. It's just great. I cannot begin to tell you how much this means to everybody out, you know, in the animal welfare community. Glen Allen, Virginia has just been fantastic in helping us. Sharky's Bar, everywhere we've been has just been so great for us.
Is it Jim?
No.
I'm sorry?
No, it's Scott.
What is your name again? I'm sorry.
Scott.
I'm Scott Bennett with Southern Comfort
Scott.
Animal
hey,
Rescue.
Scott.
Yes, and the Reality Rescue people have done just a fantastic job in helping us out this weekend.
Scott, I've got a question. If you were not a reality TV watcher before, are you now a reality show watcher with all these people that showed up?
I'll tell you what, I am completely sold. I have very little time to watch TV with the animal care that I do, but I've told every one of these stars that they are my heroes, and anything I can do to help them out, I'm more than willing to. And if there's any message I can give out there to the public, it's support these reality shows. These people are fantastic. They have big hearts. They want to help, and they're just wonderful people. I haven't met one person this weekend that it does not have a big heart. And I think all across America, we really need to support these reality stars. I'm being told that her battery's about to die. Jen's battery's about to die. But I'm going to pass you back to Jen. And I thank you guys so much for what y'all have done.
All right, man. It was a pleasure talking to you, brother.
Y'all take care now.
Take care, man.
All right, bye.
Good night. Jen, you there?
Hello.
Hello.
This is the Portuguese Princess of Providence up in the house. What up, everybody?
Why, Michelle?
Hey, guys.
Michelle
Cox,
everybody from Big Brother 10.
I just stole the phone. I just stole the phone that's about to die, and I wanted to say hi. What's going on, Louie? We miss you.
Oh, the phone dies. That's why, honey, man, the Cowboys almost pulled it out. You guys got lucky tonight. That's all I'm saying.
You can say all the luck about pulling out, pulling in. I don't care about the Patriots won. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Patriots
what a great
won.
Game.
Pull it
what
in, pull it out, put it on top, sprinkle it with sprinkles. I don't care. Patriots won. Okay, and we're moving on.
All right, honey. Listen, I love you. Thank you for calling.
All right, yeah. Sorry. Like, my phone's, like, dead. And
right.
Anyway, so... tomorrow we got Patrick House calling in, and we'll be talking about Reality Rescue. And Jen wants to say bye before her phone dies.
All right.
So I don't know who's online, who's listening. I love you guys all.
Love you, Michelle.
Michelle,
call
me,
baby.
All right, babe.
All right. Here's Jen. Hey, y'all.
Jen, we love you, honey. Thank you, sweetheart. Give me a call.
I love you. Did you want to talk to anybody else before my phone dies?
What's that? No, we actually got to do the review of tonight's show of The Amazing Race.
Okay.
But I love you.
Well,
thank you.
Everyone needs to follow me at Gender Turner because my 30th birthday is on Tuesday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday early, Jen.
Thank you. Love y'all. I'll call you tomorrow, all right?
All right, babe. Peace and love.
All right. Love you guys. Let me call me.
I will, babe.
All right. Bye, Bill.
Hey, I don't do too bad for an old man with the young chicks. I don't know. Anyways. But But I should be sticking with people my own age, right, Sheila?
No, I don't, so you shouldn't. I always go younger.
Hey, like, you know, we have 10 more minutes, and I just want to talk quickly about what happened tonight on The Amazing Race, and so then we can discuss it real quick. I mean, we had a great show tonight, so I'm excited, but so quickly, last week, Kehlani and Lisa got eliminated, our showgirls from Vegas. It was sad because Kehlani's family's from here, from Rhode Island, so I really wanted to see her go farther, but that's the way the show goes. This week, they were in Thailand, and they had to fly to the island of Phuket, something like that. And when they got there, they had to go to Nut Sock, Maine, and where they had to end up waiting till 8 o'clock in the morning. Everybody caught up. The way the show goes, I know people get aggravated about that, but it's the way the show is. And there they had a detour. They either had to do coral reconstruction or beach preparation. And neither one of them looked easy, but I'll tell you what, Andy and Tommy, they, you know, the surfers/snowboarders, whatever you want to call them, they're just calm people. And they just took their time doing stuff, and, you know, they're methodical about everything they do, which is making them very successful right now. But, like, the coral reconstruction, they had to put this, like, PVC piping-type tubing together, and then they had to bring it out into the ocean and sink it to the bottom of the ocean and then place the coral seedlings inside these in the piping. Other teams were just falling apart with it, couldn't do it, breaking apart, fighting. Nick and Vicky, you must have saw a couple of the couples that were fighting tonight. It's crazy. And then the beach preparation, they had, like, you know, these crazy winds, and they had to put up these umbrellas and chairs and everything. Things were flying all over the place. As easy as it sounds, they were having a lot of problems with it. So teams were going back and forth. And then they, when they finished those either detour, they got this compass, and they had to head north for 13 minutes using a compass to this island for the next clue, where they had these two islands match the inside part of this compass. And when they got there, they grabbed that clue, and it was a roadblock. The roadblock was Who Wants to Be King of the Hill, and I thought it was one of the cooler ones tonight. Out of everything they did, they had to climb this rock wall. So they didn't really make a big deal out of it. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool to, you know, because me and Mike did rock climbing when we prepared for our show. So I was, like, kind of bumming. Like, I'm like, oh, that's cool. I wish I did that. And so then they had to climb up the rock wall, but there was this bird's nest that had the next clue. And that led to the pit stop where they had to go to Koh Phanani. And there, the pit stop, again, for the third time, Andy and Tommy, and they each won $5,000 each. Second place, Justin and Jennifer, the brother and sister team, who've been fighting a lot, they came in second. Then third came in Jeremy and Sandy. Then fourth, Lawrence and Zach. And we'll talk about them in a minute. I thought it was kind of funny how they're on the boat getting lost.
He traveled
all over the world on a boat. Fifth was Ernie and Cindy. Sixth was Armani and Marcus. Seventh came in Bill and Kathy. And eighth came in Liz and Marie. And sure enough, it was a non-elimination. I could just tell, you know, you're watching it, and if you watch the show enough and you know the show, I could just tell by the way Phil was questioning and putting his wording and stuff that he was going to say it's a non-elimination bout. So it was a fun night. Any comments or anything about tonight, guys?
Were you surprised at how quickly that Bill climbed up the rock? I was sort of shocked at how he was able to go up that rock as quickly as he did.
Yeah, no, yeah, you know what? The guy is in good shape. What is he in? He's in his 50s, correct?
I thought he was a little older than that even, but I was just so impressed by how well he did tonight. He really amazed me.
No, he's in tremendous shape for his age. That's for damn sure. No, there's no question about that.
Yeah. I was surprised, too, at how many of them gave up on the challenge where they were doing the coral and went back and did the beach task.
Well, I'll tell
you
what.
Three of the teams
Jerry,
gave up.
You run the race, right? When you run the race, I mean, Vic and Nick can attest to this. You want to do it as fast as you can because you don't want to be last. But there's times where you just need to take your time and do it right, and it pays tenfold, you know? I mean, look at Andy and Tommy. They just, I mean, they took their time. They looked. They put it together. They banged it together. Their thing wasn't falling apart.
They did it like they'd done it a dozen times prior to that. It seemed like it was child's play to them.
Yeah.
And the other team seemed to have so much trouble. It just seemed, I don't know.
Just so
everybody
knows, we're
well.
Having some weird technical issues. We normally can extend the show. We're not able to. I'm glad people are still hearing us. I don't know when it might cut off and go into podcast. I did see a funny comment. I didn't get to watch the show tonight, but Redwine said she was surprised that nobody pronounced the town's name as Fuck It.
As Pocket? Yeah. Fuck it. You're right. I'm looking at it now. Oh, my God.
and Jess wanted to say she's a Cindy and Ernie fan. Go Cindy and Ernie.
All right. That's cool. You know, we get caught up.
And by the way, I'm sorry, Louie. By the way, Nick and Vicky dropped off for whatever reason about 15 minutes, 20 minutes ago.
That's fine. I'll give them a call and thank them. That was very. If they're listening, thank you, Nick and Vicky. I love you guys. Sheila, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're beautiful. I love you. Hey, you need to call me because we need to talk about something Michelle said. So.
Oh yeah, it's about a new show. So yeah, we need to do that.
Yes. I want to be part of a new show. Yes, absolutely.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and when we can talk about it, we will, you know, so.
Better break the news here on the Rad Reality Show, you guys.
Absolutely.
That could be a possibility. Once Sheila gives the okay of everything, then we'll do it. So we'll have Sheila, we'll be the spokesperson. Let's put it that way. I don't blurp anything. when I'm told to keep my mouth shut, it's shut, and that's it. So.
I respect that. I do the same.
All right, well, Louie, I'll be back in L.A. tomorrow, so I'll give you a ring, okay?
All right, baby, thank you. I love you. Thank you so much, Sheila. You're the best.
Love you and can't wait to see you in December.
All right, babe.
Start training right now, Louie.
Training, baby. I'm training. I went running today.
You better. I did, too.
I am.
All right, I'll talk to you later. And I just want to say thanks to everybody, and can't wait to see Nick and Vicky in Vegas, and... Dan wanted to give a shout out to you, Louie. He said thank you for coming down to the booth at the Italian Fest. He really appreciates that.
And I love Dan. He's awesome. He's such a great guy. God bless him, man. God bless anybody who's fought for our country, but the people who fought for our country and ended up with injuries that have incapacitated and stuff like that, even more. God bless. I mean,
You guys raised a lot of money, and he's really happy about it, and he wanted me to thank you. So, you know.
Tell him thank you, and I love him. Tell him that.
All right. Bye, Paul. Bye, Cherry. I'll see you guys soon, okay?
Thank you so much for calling in, hon.
All right. Bye.
Say hi to Dan.
I will. He's right here.
All right. Well,
thank you also very much for joining us tonight. I'm going to have to try to play Ron's song very quickly. We are running out of time. It may run into podcast. Thank you all so very much for joining us. Please join us tomorrow for Michelle's Manic Monday with Patrick House, Season 10 of Biggest Loser. We'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you, Louie, so very much for joining us tonight. And we will see you next Sunday for more of the Amazing Race.
All right, honey.
Good night,
you.
All. And
peace,
here's
everybody.
Ron.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. Here's a song I'm going to play. It's called Sometimes He Comes Storm. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Blue skies can grow dark, gentle winds grow strong, and suddenly fear is like white water pounding on the soul. Still we sail on knowing that our Lord is in control. Sometimes He calls a storm with a whisper, peace be still. He can settle, let it see. But it doesn't mean He will. Sometimes He holds us close and lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes He calms a storm, and other times He calms His child.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow night. Don't miss the show.
Thank you all for joining us. Hope to see you tomorrow evening again for Michelle's Manic Monday with Richard House, Season 10 winner of
Patrick,
Biggest Loser.
Patrick House?
I'm sorry, Patrick House.
Good night,
Biggest
Sherry.
Loser,
see you tomorrow.
Season 10. Bye, Paul.